We finish with a question from Donald, who wants to know, how many times does a cell have to divide to produce a baby? Well, actually, this comes down to pretty simple maths, because if we think about it, a single egg divides in two, and one cell becomes two, and then those cells each divide in half again, so two split to make four, and those four cells then split themselves in half and they become eight, and then those eight cells split in half and you get 16 and then 32, and this grows exponentially. And that means we can write an equation to represent that growth where you say 2 to the power of n, which is the number of divisions, equals x cells. So if we want to know what n is, how many divisions, we need to know how many cells. Well, a baby contains probably a couple of trillion cells. So therefore, 2 to the power of n divisions must equal about 2 trillion. So how do we find out what n is? Well, you can do this using logarithms. So if we take the natural logarithm of both sides of the equation, you actually then get n ln 2 equals ln, the natural log of 2 trillion. If we then divide both sides by the natural logarithm of 2, ln 2, you get ln of 2 times 10 to the 12 over ln of 2, and that's actually 28.324 divided by 0.693. That's about 41. So what that tells you is that a single cell only has to divide about 41 times to end up with 2 trillion cells that would make up a baby. It's not as many as you might think, is it?